What is Aleppo? Dumb and Croots are the devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I used to just say you libertarians, you're what, Republicans that like to smoke weed? Now you just like to smoke weed. Sort of.
Oh, come on, man. The libertarians were the first one. It was before the Dems. It was before the Republicans back in the late 80s, early 90s that were down with legal weed. So, of course, I gravitated to that philosophy. Finally, somebody spoke to me, Crudy.
Oh, they've been speaking to you. The voices have been talking to you for years. Dominic, I have shared your advocacy since the mid-80s. I'm doing a long-term longitudinal study. I have the sample size of one. And what a stunning sample I make. Who knew that, you know, all this consumption would make me so sexy?
It blurs the vision, Crudy. It helps everybody. Before we get to the phones, we brought this up, and I want to kind of throw this out there. Of course,
yeah,
the judge
throw it out there,
released all these documents.
Like a used pair of Trump pants coming off a plane trip from New Orleans.
761 pages. If you scroll through it, you will find on page 309, dated October 9th, a draft document, an inner office memorandum composed, written by Ron Heuer, H-E-U-E-R. And if that name is familiar, Ron is the president of the Wisconsin's Voter Alliance, who has been involved in lawsuits against the Wisconsin Election Commission.
I met Ron at prior rallies led by Sheriff David A. Clark and, of course, Attorney Kirkdall. And let's not forget Janelle Branchon and, you know, Tim Rantham. They were always in attendance, Dom.
Well, he may have been in attendance, but did you know he was also on the payroll to the cost of about $3,250 a month? So, again, this goes to the point of the partisan nature of this investigation. All right, so bear with me for a minute. So the subject of this interoffice memorandum is the Office of Special Counsel Media Contact Policy. And let me read just one paragraph. Then we have a handwritten note from Gableman himself. And you think I got some bad chicken scratch. It took me a while to interpret this. But in the lower part of this document, it states, how to handle information concerning stories about the investigation. All of us are constantly being bombarded with countless stories in publications and on the net about Mike Gableman's and or the investigation. If you sense that any of these articles need to be brought to Mike's attention, forward them to Peter Frickel at Proactive Communications. In the unlikely event...
Are we paying Peter Frickel, we the taxpayers? Is he on the payroll as far as we know?
He is. He is. Absolutely. From Proactive Communications. So, number one. Number two now. Above and beyond the fact that you have the Wisconsin Voter Alliance on the payroll and also suing in the courts, right? Very partisan. You have now what? PR guys? Not just one, but two. Crudy, in the unlikely event, it is something urgent that appears to you to be damaging to the investigation, immediately call or text Brian Fraley. Well, who is that? Well, he's the owner of Edge Messaging LLC. So we got a couple of PR guys in here, right? Along with the president of the Wisconsin Voters Alliance. And here is Gableman's comment. Peter and Brian, yesterday I spoke at length with both Ben Crumpler from Fox 11 in Green Bay and J.R. Ross of WisPolitics. It would be helpful if I could simply refer future contacts with them to and Scott Bauer, anyone but Marley, Patrick Marley from the Journal Sentinel, to one or both of you, and we understand that I talk with the reporters only when you both recommend it and only after we have settled on the most appropriate message. Everyone but Marley should get as much info as possible as often as possible so that we look like what we all are, brave, honest, and transparent. You look like it, really? You are weak. You are lying. Hacks.
I mean, honest and transparent, Dom, except to Patrick Marley, of course. The probably most influential political journalist in the state of Wisconsin.
And,
you know,
and
aside from you and I, of course.
Of course, of course. And who's been on their case the whole time, you know, requesting documents, as a good journalist should. But to have, I mean, to hire Ron Hauer from Wisconsin Voter Alliance as a consultant to cost of the taxpayers while he is also suing the WEC, this is not an objective investigation. I mean, we all know that, but this is the farthest thing from an objective investigation. It is literally like hiring O.J. Simpson to find the real killers of Ron and Nicole Brown. Are you freaking kidding me? This is what we have. And they're still picking out furniture like in November for their office. This thing's supposed to be wrapped up. I mean, the guy's squatting in the place. He's hiring the plaintiffs in these lawsuits that have been getting batted down.
Liposuction office share. He's saving the taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, you know who he's sharing also with? The Cardall attorneys.
The Thomas More Society?
Yes. I mean, so it'd be one thing if it was even a sense of pretending to be objective. They are so not. It is so obvious. And just, and then to throw on top of that the fact that they didn't even go after, follow through on the quote unquote subpoenas of all these people, probably because they didn't want to get into a big fight with them because they know they don't have it. Well, what did he say last week? Well, we'll get you an update on all those subpoenas soon in a few days. How long ago was that? Where's the update? I mean, it is just a sham. It is a hack. It is a disgrace. And every day that this goes on, it makes Wisconsin and this country look small and weak and terrible.
Don't call me small, weak, or terrible. Reserve those things for, you know, Republicans. All except for Gabelman's head.
Brave, honest, and transparent.
I mean, clearly he's got a strong neck. He's got an enormous melon head. I mean, Fancy Brian was making that point before he joined us.
And if Fancy Brian's saying that, that's saying something, Brian.
I have a gigantic head myself. I know.
I know.
Yeah, but you got
6'8" with the afro.
The neck to match. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Maybe we'll go to the phones. I see a few people in queue.
I don't have a
patient.
Neck.
What's that?
He doesn't have a neck.
I don't have a neck.
Size 42 neck. 844-967-2789. That goes with your size 80 jacket. Yes, let's all make fun of Gableman. Because you know what's small about Gableman, don't you?
You're all worthless and weak.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
You got nothing.